Australia's competition watchdog says scammers are extorting money from migrants by falsely claiming they'll be deported if they don't pay up. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has received 300 reports about the scam since March. The new Australians are reported to have lost more than $150,000, as Tim Lammercraft reports.
$2,600 per person. That's the average amount the ACCC's Deputy Chair Delia Rickard estimates scammers are extorting from hundreds of migrants to Australia.
What happens is you get a telephone call from someone claiming to be from the Department of Immigration and Border Control saying that there's a problem with your paperwork and that you need to pay a fee, otherwise you may be deported. And they can be very persistent, very harassing, call over and over again. They seem to be targeting in particular the Indian community, and there seem to be two versions of the scams that are going around at the moment. One is telling people there's a problem with their paperwork. The other, more recent one, looks like it's a problem with the paperwork of people who are looking to come to Australia, relatives of people who are already here, and they're getting very nasty and saying if you don't pay this, they'll be imprisoned or that they're already imprisoned. And they're asking for payment through things like wire transfers through Western Union or through iTunes gift cards.
Ms. Rickard says all communities are targeted, but the Indian community is bearing the brunt of the scams. Yet little is known about those behind the scam.
As far as I'm aware, no one has been caught. These scams are really very difficult to detect, and so the best defence is getting the message out there about them.
Ms. Rickard doesn't believe the scammers are based in Australia.
We don't think so, but we don't know. Usually they're coming from call centres overseas. But we say to people, if you get one of these calls, just hang up. If you're in any doubt, don't use any contact details provided by the caller. Look up the phone number for the Department of Immigration and Border Control in the phone book or through a Google search and contact them directly.
But making contact with the Immigration Department about the scam is not so simple, according to Pamela Kerr from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.
Now, anybody who tries to ring the Immigration Department knows that you could spend 4 to 6 hours on the phone and you wouldn't reach a human being. I mean, that's a crazy thing to say.
Pamela Kerr says it's a big deal when migrants are contacted by the Department of Immigration or someone purporting to be.
Look, it's really very concerning because the Immigration Department use mobile phone messaging as a standard form of communication. People who are in the community, particularly asylum seekers and refugees, are enormously afraid of the Immigration Department. If they get a text message or a phone call to ring someone, they take it really seriously. The alternative to getting a text message is having 3 or 4 immigration cars rock up at your house at 8, 9 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock in the morning.
The ACCC warns that one of the ways these scammers are making their demands seem more legitimate is by gleaning personal information from social media. Pamela Kerr suggests there may also be other ways.
As we know, the department itself has been subject to a number of data breaches where people's information has been made available on the internet for a couple of days at a time. So this information is out there by the department's own faulty processes.
The ACCC's Delia Rickard warns it's not the first time people have preyed on migrants and suggests it won't be the last.
We see a range of scams that target newly arrived immigrants. We had a major case last year around an organisation that was promising visas, permanent residency, if you paid a small fortune to do a particular training course, in fact, didn't lead to jobs. The jobs they'd promised it would lead to wouldn't have led to the visa. So it's something that we have as a priority, any sort of conduct that particularly targets disadvantaged new arrivals within Australia.
That's Delia Rickard, the Deputy Chair of the ACCC, ending that report from Tim Lammercraft.